So there are two special latitudes on the Earth that for at least one day of the year, they get 24 hours of sunlight or 24 hours of darkness. And those two latitudes are the Arctic Circle and the Antarctic Circle.
Would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
A long time ago, in a place far away, something happened. It was a magnificent something, Briar Cook. It was something that hitherto had never been done. And there was much celebration.
The peasants rejoiced?
I'm sure Rabbi they did, or they would have, but... So, Captain James Cook was clearly an ancestor of yours.
Actually, he's not a relative of mine, but that's fine.
Well, thank you for stomping on that.
At least the, you know, from the DNA testing I've done.
I was all prepared to blame you for all this, but... You know what? You know who James Cook was, right?
Yeah.
He was an explorer. Right. He was an explorer. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Okay.
He explored the world. And I don't know what's wrong with me lately, but I've come to look at things very Goliardish, very sarcastically, very bemusedly in so many ways. Today is the anniversary of the day that Captain James Cook discovered, quote unquote, the Antarctic Circle.
Huh.
Hitherto, no one knew it was there.
Really?
Before today, 1773, the Antarctic Circle was the stuff of legend, the stuff of myth, the stuff of, is it really there or not? But after today, you could go and see the Antarctic Circle. Because Captain James Cook, not a relative of the friar, discovered it. And I thought to myself when I read this morning, that I was, as I do every morning because I sit here and drink coffee and read about things that happen in history. And I thought to myself, that man had to have had the greatest press agent in the entire history of the world.
Yeah.
Because it is literally all about the media packaging.
Indeed it is.
The Antarctic Circle was always there, folks. I mean, it's like discovering the new world. I mean,
yeah.
It was already there.
Yeah.
Well, we discovered it. No.
The Europeans didn't know.
You missed where you were trying to go and you hit that by accident. It's all about the media packaging, though. It's all about convincing people. And I know this. I have believed this all my life. And in fact, for many years in my radio career, I've adhered to some of these ideas. It's all about how you package it. It's all about what you can convince people is true.
Yeah.
And because of that, I cannot tell you how much I am not looking or for. I cannot. Let me try that again. I cannot tell you how much I am looking forward to not watching the inauguration this week.
Oh, yeah.
Because in the immortal words, David Brinkley, 4 more years of bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
4 more years of nonsense.
My dogs agree.
And there's no end in sight.
Nope.
It's going to go on and on and on. And then we're going to have another election.
Yeah. Well, you got the text I sent you with the haloed Joe Biden now, right? or the email I sent you. So they're already starting those images where he's, you know, they're shooting him in such angles that the circular graphic used for the office of the president-elect is haloing his head perfectly.
Did we ever have an office of the president-elect before?
I don't think so.
Is that something new?
It's something new.
And I realize I'm weeks late to the party here, but that seems like something that we didn't really used to do. But now, because it's all about the media packaging, we have to... and I'm sure that was a response to the steal of the election response. So if we make this, if we convince people this is the office of the president-elect, they'll believe it. They'll go, well, there you go. See, he's got a seal and everything.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah, he's got the nice blue background. And
the halo.
With the halo, yeah.
So imagine this, James Cook, somehow or another... I don't know if he made it back or not. I don't know that much about my English sailor history. Did he make it back? No. He didn't.
He died
in Hawaii, didn't he?
Hawaiians
killed him because he discovered Hawaii too.
He did.
Because hitherto we didn't know there was no Hawaii until James Cook came across it and went.
But that was a bad press moment when he died.
Right, but imagine the press agent going, "Ladies and gentlemen, we're here to announce the office of the Antarctic Circle elect. It's there now. See, you can go see it. You can.
Tours will be starting.
You can wander out and go, well, there it is. And people are going to go, what the hell are they talking about? I don't.
Yeah.
All I see is water. But yet, it's all in how you project it. It's all in how you package it. It's all in how you convince people of what it is. If you say you're the president-elect, well, then you must be. If you say you're the number one radio host in America, then, well, they must be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who would bother to fact-check any of that? We'll argue about whether or not we landed on the moon, but nobody has fact-checked whether or not James Cook actually found the Antarctic Circle or not.
It's worse than that, Dave, because they'll still argue about how the Earth is flat.
Who does? Who argues about this?
There's people about that. There was a guy in a flipping steam-powered rocket who lost his life tragically.
Right. I remember that. Tragically. It was tragic. He's flat. Sometimes, man, sometimes. It's not funny, Rod. It's not funny. A man lost his life.
With enough speed and the right trajectory, you'll discover that you're flat on the Earth. Yeah.
Oh. But did he make any discoveries? See, he didn't have the right media packaging. If he'd have had the right media packaging, people would have gone, he's going to prove something. He's going to discover something. He's going to be amazing. And we're all going to go, ooh, ah.
Instead of, oh no, his parachute.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at the people that were there supporting him.
I'm not. I'm laughing at him.
I was trying to be nice.
Why? See, this is the problem. Now that we're Goliards, we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to laugh at people who are pulling off stupid. James Cook did not discover anything at all. He stumbled across stuff that, you know, hitherto no Englishman had ever seen before and still hasn't seen the Antarctic Circle.
And reported it back.
Right. Sent somebody back or a message back or a letter back saying, look what I found. And instead of saying, well, great, it was probably already there, but now we know where it is. You've confirmed its location. We all went, well, because I wasn't there, but our whole world went, oh, amazing, we've discovered these things.
Yeah.
Of course, the other people didn't necessarily see it the same way. The Hawaiians were kind of like, couldn't leave us alone.
GTFO.
Yeah. Why are you here? I mean, kind of the way I treat people nowadays in the pandemic. Why are you here? I mean, really, I don't.
Yeah.
It's great. Welcome. Good to see you. Now go home.
We don't get visitors, so that's fine.
I don't know, man. Don't even get me started on that nonsense, because I'm still in the whole why are we doing this mode.
Yeah.
And then you know, stuff happens and it's like, well, crap, now I got to be in that mode. And anyway, as I said, I am looking forward to not watching the inauguration.
Yeah,
I have.
Me too.
Literally, I only watched about 10 minutes of the last one, and watched any of the ones before that. I have not sat down to watch an inauguration of a president since it was only an hour's of coverage on the major networks.
Yeah.
You know, because they covered the actual, you know, taking of the oath and the speech, and that was it. Now we got to have hours. It's like the freaking Super Bowl pregame show.
It's like the Rose Bowl parade, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Some of grandstanding, cool.
Or not.
Yeah,
the case may have been in 2016.
Yeah, really.
The only part I like.
Well, did you hear? There's supposed to be like a virtual inauguration of Trump again. I don't know. I started seeing reports. I haven't looked into it. I just thought it was hilarious.
A virtual inauguration of Trump? They're doing a virtual inauguration of Biden, aren't they?
Sort of. Nobody's going to be there,
right?
It's
the green zone. Nobody can get in there or out of there, so...
Yeah.
You want to go to Washington? No.
You can't. Why? There's a wall. Right. Trump actually built a wall. His administration did.
Yeah. Well, again, it's all in media packaging. It's all in how you, all in how you present it. Which, again, if they were smart, they would be. See, we got the wall built to keep people out. Works.
Yep. Spin that.
But he can't tell anybody that because he can't get on Twitter.
Oh, but you know what? You could put signage up: Trump's wall.
Brought to you by President Trump. I don't know, man. Not since Ronald Reagan's first inauguration. Have I watched an inauguration? And I was at sea for a second one, so.
I can't think of an inauguration that I've ever watched.
Well, and again, that one was, you know, we go now live to the Capitol in Washington, D.C. There's the president taking his oath of office. There's President Jimmy Carter, who is standing behind him. And oh, by the way, about 10 minutes ago, the Iranian hostages were released because these people are insane.
I do remember that.
Yeah, so. So, anyway, and now here's the speech, and that was it.
Yeah.
2016 was like, oh my God, hours upon hours of this, including the parades. The only part of the
protests,
parade I
liked, right?
The what?
The protests.
Yeah, the protests, the bricks and the fires and stuff that's necessitated walls this time around. Anyway, the point being that the only part of the parade I liked was the Drummond Fife Corps, the U.S. Army's Drummond Fife Band. That was the only part I really liked. The rest of it, I vaguely remember George Bush the first. I vaguely remember the parade. I don't think I actually watched it because it wouldn't have been on, but I remember the photographs of the parade because there was a mock-up of his airplane. The TBF Avenger, the Mighty Avenger, which is one of the greatest planes ever built. And I remember being impressed by that and thinking to myself, you know, you can say what you want about George Bush, Herbert Walker Bush. You can believe whatever you want, but, you know, that man strapped himself inside one of those planes and flew combat missions, and people criticizing him didn't. So, you know, really, point George Bush. Anyway, point being that I have no interest in watching any of this, especially since... What the hell's going to happen here? There's nobody there. Is there even going to be a parade? I mean, I'm not paying it. I will be honest with you. I'm paying no attention to this at all. None. Not because I don't care, but because I don't care.
I don't think so. At least I haven't seen anything about a parade. You know, they're all panicked right now because they think there's obviously some kind of attack that's going to happen. That's why they're stationing more troops now in the capital than we have deployed in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Three times as many.
Yep.
So I don't even know what's going to happen here. I mean, let's see. Inaugural Earl Scruggs Music Festival postponed to 2021. I'm pretty sure that's not the same thing. Sorry.
No.
I'd rather go see that, but. I mean, anyway, I'm looking forward to not watching it.
Yep.
I think there's hockey on Thursday, so I'll be tuned into that. I didn't get invited to any of the inaugural balls, as I never do.
No. I don't even think, you know, your name came up on those lists at all.
Well, I'm sure it came up on some lists, but probably not for probably not for make sure this guy gets an invitation to. I mean, number one, I don't make any donations to politicians. I live my life by one rule, several rules, actually, more guidelines, but one of those rules or guidelines, whatever you want to call it, is never give politicians money. Don't even buy them lunch, because it only encourages them. So really, it's better to stick it to them. If you go to lunch with a politician, make them pick up the bill. Because it's not their money anyway, so what do you care? I mean, but don't give them more. And string them along. String them along. Yeah. So about that donation. Well, how about that James Cook when he discovered the Antarctic Circle?
Yeah. Wasn't that amazing?
And Hawaii. That didn't work out so well.
No, it didn't.
Today also, by the way, the anniversary of the day that we decided that Hawaii didn't need a kingdom anymore. They were just going to be subservient to us. Which, of course, James Cook started because he discovered it.
Sure.
If he hadn't discovered it, gosh, none of this would have happened. Which, of course, led to the Japanese bombing us at Pearl Harbor, which started the World War. All because James Cook had to find a line in the ocean that doesn't really actually technically exist, except on a paper. But boy, did he have some media packaging there.
Oh, he did.
Ta-da! The Antarctic Circle! All hail James Cook. He has discovered it. He has found it. He has seen it with his own eyes.
Verily I say unto thee.
Goliards rejoiced with drinking because they realized that this was incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
And it's like, what next? I don't know. I've come to the point in my life, Rod, where I just don't have the energy anymore to expend on caring about what these people are going to do to me.
Yeah. Kind of feels that way, doesn't it?
Remember when everybody hated executive orders? Remember when Trump was writing all those executive orders on the first day and everybody was having a conniption? Remember when Obama was writing executive orders on his first day in office and everybody on the
media.
Right side was going, and then Trump did it and everybody went,
yep.
Remember all that? Too much executive power. There's too much power in the executive. There's too much. Both sides were saying it. Now Joe Biden has announced in advance. I mean, he's not even there yet.
Yeah.
I guess it's theoretically possible that he could still maybe not be president of the United States because he hasn't done it yet.
Yeah.
Kind of like Christmas. It ain't here yet. Not yet. Not yet. Keep waiting. James Cook coming home. Is he here yet? Nope. Keep waiting. Keep looking. Not there yet, right? That's my sarcastic way of encouraging some of you to keep on going, okay?
Yes.
Because I would never just egg people on. Not something I would do. That's something that an Antifa protester pretending to be a Trump protester would do. He would egg you on.
Oh, yeah.
I would just do it so that I could laugh at you later on. Anyway, so Joe Biden has announced that he has a schedule of executive orders to be issued the first 4 days he's in office. And he's already laid them out.
I haven't seen that.
So all the executive orders that he could be putting together, what do you think is the most important one that the biggest crisis facing the American people right now? The thing we really need... COVID relief, right? So guess which day that one comes on?
Is that day one?
Of course not.
That's day four.
Day one is issuing executive orders to undo all of Trump's executive orders.
Which I don't know that he can quite do those because Trump couldn't even undo Obama's.
Couldn't. I mean, why can't they? I mean, that's part of the problem, right? Executive. Anyway, no, that one comes on day three. On day three, we'll get around to giving my department heads instructions to do everything they can to to investigate ways to help the American people. Boy, I can't wait.
Go ahead.
And the media packaging of that will be, see, Joe Biden cares. See, Joe Biden is going to help you. Joe Biden has got your concerns at heart.
Yeah.
Your $1,400 shut up.
Yep.
Because you know that's coming, right?
Oh, yeah.
The only question in my mind is, how will they screw this one up?
I have no idea, but there's going to be pork involved with that one, I'm sure.
You think?
Yep. They can never pass just a straight bill. Let's just do something very simple, right? Stimulus package. Let's not roll it up into anything. Let's just do that. You know what? The publicity for that would have been great.
Well, that would
have been helping you out.
Right. That would have been media packaging. They could have media packaged that, but then the other side would have won, and so we can't have that. So then it would have looked good for, you know, we could have done that back in July, but that would have been good for Trump. So we can't do that. Now it's December and lo and behold, people don't trust Congress anymore, Rod. So well, what can we do?
Their approval rating's always been low, though.
Be as it should be. I don't know. I just remember when everybody was mad about executive orders. And then the other side of everybody was mad about executive orders. And now we're back to the original thing again, which, like I said, in the immortal words of David Brinkley, 4 more years of BS. I mean, just now we get to do it again the other direction. And we can start. Here's the really good news, Rod. You ready?
I'm ready.
Sitting down, you're holding on to the seat of your pants.
I'm trying to.
James Cook discovered that in just a few days, the 2024 campaign will start.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In earnest.
Fill my mouth with farts. You've seen those ads.
What was that?
I'm filling my mouth with farts, and I'm running to be president of the United States.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Bill Fulbright or whatever. Now, that's a real guy. I don't remember the name of this guy, but he runs honest political commercials.
Okay.
About how he's going to pretend to care about what you think and then, you know, accept a whole lot of campaign donations from people that you hate. Speaking of which, okay, so this inauguration. Do you know how much Trump spent on his inauguration? The Trump campaign, the Trump inaugural. They spent like $90 million on that campaign.
Really?
So I had an article here. What did I do with this? Don't quote me on that number because that number may not be correct. But the point being that it was an all-time record for inauguration event spending. So this is over and above the campaign.
Okay.
This isn't the campaign at all. This is, okay, we won. Now give us money to properly inaugurate our guy. Right? Which is basically like saying, we need to have more than the last guy did. We need to have more.
Yeah. It's got to look better, bigger.
We got to have an Antarctic Circle.
Yeah.
Around it. That way, something no one's seen before. And so he raised more money. His campaign, his inaugural committee, raised more money than had ever been done before. And of course, now, Joe Biden has to have more.
Sure.
So they got a donation the other day from Barbara Boxer, former senator from your beloved state of California.
Yeah.
Turned communist Chinese agent. Whoops, did I say that? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, that was 100% inappropriate, and I do apologize profusely.
I'm not kidding. She has become a registered agent for some Chinese multimedia company or something. Communist Chinese. Anyway, she sent in a donation to the Biden inauguration the Biden inauguration whatever the hell it is. Not a campaign. I don't know. So first off, number one, they're not really having an inauguration. Everything is virtual, so can't they just pretend?
They could spend money on nice graphics and stuff like that on the computer.
Which isn't going to cost $90 million. Or shouldn't cost $90 million. Maybe it probably will because it's the government. But anyway, point being that she sent in this donation. And the Biden inaugural people had to return it. They felt compelled morally to return it because she was now an agent of the communist Chinese. And they didn't feel that this was appropriate, given that Joe Biden is a paid agent of the communist Chinese.
Yeah.
Well, like, that would draw too much attention to it. That might not look good optically. That might not be good media packaging.
No.
Right? So my first thought to this was, well, Jesus, how much did she send them? Right? Because the communist Chinese obviously have a vested interest in Biden's inauguration.
Because a $5 donation wouldn't have made news.
Well, it was only $500.
That's it?
That's it. And my second thought of this is, what a cheapskate Barbara Boxer is.
Is she a multimillionaire?
Yes. Yes. Plus, it's a write-off. Plus, I don't know that there's limit. I can't find anywhere where it says there's limits on inaugural donations. There may be, but I can't find it. You know, like on a campaign donation, you can only give 1,000 as an individual or 2,000 as this or 5,000. When it comes to this inaugural event, it's just a parade. Who the hell cares, right? Just give all you want. $500 freaking dollars from Senator.
Well, no wonder they easily returned it.
Yeah,
had it been $5 million, they would have been like hemming and gnawing.
Here's my question, though, Rod. Why even bother? Why even? I mean, do we really live in a world where people are going to be combing through the inaugural donors and go, "Look, Barbara Boxer gave $500, and she's a communist agent."
Cancel her, right? I mean, that's the age we live in now.
Well, I guess probably would have people doing that, wouldn't we?
Yep.
It's going to be remarkable to see all the cancel culture move to the other side now. Let's go find all this. And as far as I can tell, there's been no repercussions to Babs at all, to Barbara Boxer at all. Nobody has said, wait a sec, why is she shilling for the commies? Nobody has even made the connection of it was the other one that had the driver that was a communist spy or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Nobody seems to have made this connection. Everything is just like, all right, $500.
Well, and there was the one congressman. Was it a congressman? I think it was a congressman.
That was congressman. Eric Swalwell. Eric.
Yeah, that was
Eric Swalwell.
Sleeping with the enemy.
Right. Right, but... You know, we're going to keep him on the Intel committee anyway.
Oh, yeah. That makes so much sense.
Well, it does, because obviously, Rod, obviously, this was a Trumper and conservative right-wing vast conspiracy. It was obviously that this was a plant. This was obviously a setup.
Yeah.
You know, just like porn guy standing in the Capitol going, "Freedom! Freedom!
You may take our land, but you're not getting our freedom."
Sorry, dude, but you're in the wrong movie.
Yeah.
But you got a good press agent, so. That's what matters, right? I mean, it's all in the presentation. That's what's important.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to the Friarside Chat, where we come together as brethren, brothers and sisters alike, and pull up a chair next to the fire, grab your tankard of drink, be it coffee or ale, and have a nice conversation. Today, on the Friarside, will be a dose of wisdom for the soul, something that you can take home to families and friends, and as sage advice, and maybe even create a plaque over your mantle for your fireplace with what we're going to learn today. There's an old adage, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Not so certain the stop the steal movement should have kept QAnon people so close to them, though. You know, from the moment that we started seeing images of the shirtless Buffalo guy standing up in the Capitol building at the very spot Mike Pence just was previously, that forever framed the movement as a bunch of quackpots. You know, I'm going to piss some people off today, I'm sure. But the Jake Angeli, I guess is his name, is also known as the QAnon Shaman, Q Shaman, Yellowstone Wolf, is actually a naval veteran of 2 years. He's quite obviously a conspiracy theorist.
Wait, what?
He's a naval veteran.
How do you get to be a 2-year Navy veteran?
Okay. So he served in the Navy for 2 years. I don't know that he's a veteran.
All right. Let's circle back.
We'll
to
come
that
back
a
to
bit.
That. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. So, you know, what you may not have known, despite his brief time in the Navy, is he is actually a published author. He's written 2 books, Will and Power, Inside the Living Library, and more importantly, the second book is One Mind at a Time, The Deep State of Illusion. So in his 2 years of experience in the Navy, he somehow was able to come up with the fact that there's conspiracy guiding us. In fact, I'm going to read for you the Amazon brief summary of the book. This book explains and exposes the history, strategy, and goals of the deep state in detail. It also paints a very clear picture as to the goings-on at high levels of elected and unelected power, both in the U.S. and abroad. This is a book that the deep state wishes was never written. This is everything the deep state doesn't want you to know. I'm putting my list of life at
there
putting
is
my
a
life.
Shock.
Oh my gosh, putting my life at risk by publishing so many paradigm-shattering facts. So I ask those, what about all of the lives that are put at risk if I don't publish this book? This book's release to the public is for all the children, women, and men who were abducted and then forced into or brought up in the sex trafficking industry. This book is for all people who were hurt, maimed, or killed by the deep state. This book is for every injustice and crime against humanity perpetuated by the deep state. This book is designed to end the deep state forever by spreading the mind-blowing truth and ushering in a new age based on peace, abundance, prosperity, and love. Yeah. Mm. So this guy, the Buffalo guy, Q Shaman, whatever you want to call him, is now the poster child for part of the Trump supporter movement. Yeah, you may disavow him, but that image is burned into our brain of him standing out there with his buffalo horns in the skin. And so it gets worse because...
Ow.
So his background is he spent much of his life around Phoenix, Arizona, following the spiritual path that led him from Catholicism to a mix of pagan and New Age-like religious belief.
I can't complain about that.
Yeah, and his shaman clothing actually reflected that, Dave. The fur is that of a coyote. And it's an animal associated with the Native American traditions that have long regarded as a trickster. And to quote him, it's like, "That is why I wear the skin. Because you cannot put the wool over the eyes of Angeli," he said. He's also a supporter of the Bilderberg conspiracy.
Of course.
Allegation that global elites are running the world, and the unproven theories, occult theories, including allegations of secret rings of child abusers and satanic worship. Believe it or not, Dave, he also views the Masons' imprint on the design of Washington's landscape as arranged along ley lines, the supposedly ancient practice of aligning landmarks in a way to accentuate the Earth's magnetic field. Hmm. So,
if only he had a ship and could go find one of these lines.
That's exactly right.
And a media
right.
package that.
So this wackadoodle guy is going to be forever known as the Trump supporter. He's going to be the figurehead. You don't want him to be, but he is. Red, white, and blue on his face. Buffalo horns.
Yeah.
And so the moral of today's friarside, and my sage advice to you is, yes, you should keep your friends close. And you should keep the crazy ones in another county, state, or country and unfriend them from social media. And for heaven's sake, Don't ever protest with them.
There you go. The Friarside chat. Send your emails to...
Is it WTF now?
No, it's still DNR.
It's still DNR.
I don't have time to change all these email addresses. What do I look like? Like I have copious free time to go find stuff and change it? I mean, what do I look like? Captain Cook?
Well, you know, you got time to find the Arctic Circle, I guess. I don't know.
I don't. So, oh, my God. That's probably why I'll never be rich. Anyway, it's DNR at thedavebowmanshow.com, and I will happily forward it on to you, Ronnie.
Yep.
So I was intrigued by the fact this guy only spent 2 years in the military, the Navy.
Yeah.
Because in my experience, and I'm not trying to be, you know, superior or anything like that here, in my experience, Navy enlistments are 6 years in length.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So anytime somebody says I was only in for 2 years, I go, wait a minute. Time out.
And so yeah. He wouldn't take the anthrax vaccine.
Right.
So they
kicked his
him.
Ass out.
Yeah.
Storekeeper, seaman, apprentice. So he's 2 years and 15 days or something, and they so really the guy was booted out of the Navy for being
he was.
Whatever.
It's probably a conspiracy against him.
Well,
it's because, you know, he could be anti-vaxxer, too.
You think this guy's anti-vax? Really? I mean, what's your first clue? The Antarctic Circle laying in front of him going, that guy. Oh, man. Uh-oh. Sorry. So my alarm's going off because I'm supposed to go turn off the turtle heater.
Okay.
We have a turtle. Did I not tell you that we have a turtle now?
I didn't know that, no. What's its name?
Don't even. I You know why we have a turtle?
I do not know.
So we have children, adult children who do not live with us.
Okay.
One of whom has a menagerie. Dogs, cats, ferrets, dragons, snakes, turtles, and decided last December that, well, we need to downsize our menagerie so that we can add other animals.
Yeah.
Here's a turtle. It comes with like this 800-gallon tank that requires a heater, that requires all this, that now takes up my entire freaking dining room.
Turtle.
For this turtle that's about the size of, you know, my phone, maybe. I mean, it's not that big of a turtle. It really isn't. But I understand from people telling me that it's a real nasty disposition turtle and will bite you if you try to grab it, which is about the only endearing thing about it.
Here, hold this.
So my son likes to pick up the turtle and put her on the ground because it's a female turtle.
Okay.
And let the turtle run around in the living room. Which you can tell the turtle doesn't really like. The turtle immediately heads for the darkest corners under the couches and coffee tables, and because that's what turtles do. But
yeah,
anyway.
That's why they have a hard shell and they kind of hide.
Yeah. Anyway, the turtle's heater has not been working right the last few days. Heater has two arrows on it that point in different directions to turn the heat up or turn the heat down. But nobody, and I mean nobody, not even Captain Cook, can figure out which arrow is which. Which one heats it up, which one cools it down. Nobody knows. And the instructions for the heater are sufficiently unclear as to be essentially useless, which necessitated a trip to the pet store saying, how do we control this heater? So you know what we bought a new turtle tank heater, because nobody could figure that one out. Again, I have nothing to do with this because, frankly, it's turtle. And yeah. I don't really care. So, anyway, we got a turtle. And so now I'm supposed... Anyway, the new heater's in, and that's why the alarm is going off, because I'm supposed to go down and turn the turtle heater off. You'll notice that I'm not rushing out to go do that, because, again... The turtle's not going to cook in the next 20 minutes or so.
Besides that, I hear they taste like chicken.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
And I imagine that Captain Cook, on his numerous voyages of discovery to find things that were already there, probably ate quite a few of those turtles.
Probably.
Maybe not this one, but... So the good news is, Rod, I mean, there is good news with the coming inauguration.
Yeah, what's
that? The way the world is changing right now. The misinformation on the internet is dropping.
Really?
Yeah. Since Trump has been banned from Twitter, quote, misinformation is dropping by a whopping 73%. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. The Washington Post is actually reporting that misinformation about the election has dropped 73% since Trump was banned on the internet, on the Twitter, social media, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
They actually have a study from someplace in San Francisco that shows that misinformation, whatever the hell that means, has dropped 73% since the Twitter ban on Trump.
Because the same fact checkers, you know, probably were related to that study.
Well, I mean, again, I realize it's very Goliardesque-esque and all that stuff. I find myself... I read this article this morning. I even sent it to Rod because it was like, what the frock? I mean, seriously, this makes absolutely no sense to me in any way, shape, or form that this could be dropping. And of course, because it's the Washington Post, you have to go in through the incognito mode, because if you've read one article on the Washington Post, they want you to pay for it. And my position on that is screw you. Online misinformation about election fraud plunged 73%. 73%. The new research by the San Francisco-based analytics firm reported that conversation... Now, listen to this. Misinformation dropped 73%. With me here?
Yeah.
Next paragraph. Conversations about election fraud dropped from 2.5 million mentions to 688,000 after... This is what they're actually measuring, is conversations on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, I guess... about misinformation.
Because if you talked about fraud at all, they blocked you.
Or you went to Parler, or you went to MeWe, or you went somewhere else.
Yeah.
So like, well, wait a sec. But misinformation, that's what the headline says. Misinformation is down 73% dramatically. It's dramatic, Rod. It's dropped dramatically.
Well, and let's not forget, you know, who owns the Washington Post, right?
Would that be Bezos?
It is. It's a Bezos organization, right. I believe.
Isn't he the guy that... He got divorced recently, right?
Yeah, he did. He owns Amazon, which is also, you know, he owns Amazon Web Services, which actually gave Parler the boot.
I wonder if that had something to do with the dramatic... Got to say that
maybe.
Right. The dramatic drop.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I'm thinking to myself, who the hell are these people measuring? Because everybody I see still, I mean, okay, so they spell it differently. They use different words, but I mean, I still have people talking about it. And I'm like, well, again, they're squashing it. I mean, they're squelching it. They, whatever they is.
Yeah.
The same people that have locked down the Capitol have made it clear that they don't want you talking about these things. And of course, this is creating all kinds of brouhaha, which makes you wonder. And I don't know, man. If the point of all this was to tell me what I can and can't talk about, how is that a good thing? I mean, I just... All right, I get the arguments that it's technically not the First Amendment. This is not protected free speech. Okay, I get it. It's just a private company and do what they want. I understand your technical argument there, but I come back to, you know, it's like radio. You might own the radio company, but you don't own the airwaves.
Yeah.
Who actually owns the internet?
It started out as a government-run network that was open between universities.
Right.
And spread from there.
The ARPNet, which was deployed by Agent K, saved the Earth from the Bogledites before they could invade. Nobody got that, did they?
No,
the joke just went over everybody's head.
You had me at Agent K.
I get everybody that way. Anyway.
Yeah.
Since misinformation is dramatically dropping, are they being successful in their censoring of Americans in their discussions?
No. Have you seen the Twitter stock, Facebook stock, even Amazon stock is all dropped?
I have seen reports of that. I don't always buy into that kind of stuff because remember the great Nike boycott, yeah. Because the stock plunged, the stock dove, but nobody looked at the next day. Nobody said.
I looked at the trend over the last week or two.
Yeah,
and it's definitely downward.
But it's been down for a while for Twitter. I know it's been down for a year, which is not really all that. I don't know that I put a lot of faith in that stuff. I mean, I guess in a way I get it because there's this mindset that says, okay, you just literally, no press is bad press.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you're in the business of advertising, getting more eyeballs on your product is what you want. But let's see, they're down another 6.81. Is that today? They're trading today.
Shouldn't be, unless it's international.
All right. So they closed down that. I mean, if you go back over the 1 month, yeah, they're down significantly. 3 months. The 3 month one, there was a big dive back in November, and then they came way back up in December, and then they went back down again. 6 months, you know, the trend, I mean, even if you factor in that, the trend is still up. So they're still, that's why I don't put a lot of faith in those kind of things. I don't put a lot of, and if you look at the 1 year, I mean, it's just been straight up at a 45 degree angle. So is it a natural correction or is this actually something that is meaningful? Because here's the thing, Ron, I can't escape the feeling that these companies that are investing in Twitter and investing in these kind of things aren't also, because money's green.
Yeah.
They got to be invested in these other platforms as well. Because they know that people are going to go there and see ads. Well, they know people are going to do that. So how much of that, I just don't know that I buy. I just don't know that I buy that. Facebook stock is meaningless. It always has been. So unless you're a California state legislator and you believed that it was at the IPO, you believed it was going to be $1 million a share, and lo and behold, it wasn't. God, that was funny. Well, we already spent the money. I know. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
My favorite moments in radio. It really was. Well, they must be manipulating the stock. Gee, you think? Morons and more morons. Why don't you get in a boat and go find the Arctic Circle? I heard it's out there. You can see it. It's clear. But you're going to have to package
it. It's like a dotted line, right? It's a dotted line right across the ocean.
No, that would be a solid line. That's a solid blue line.
Is it a solid blue line?
Okay. Right.
That's I a haven't big, seen thick it myself, line
because
so.
It's a like a real... I mean, there's one in the Arctic, too. I don't know that James Cook discovered that one, though. I've heard there's one in the Arctic.
Haven't seen it yet.
I've heard that. I know people that say that they've been there. But how would I know? Why would I believe them? I don't know. All I know is I'm eagerly anticipating and looking forward to not watching the inauguration this week.
Yeah.
Which is why, in the great tradition of my friends, the Goliards, I will simply drink and be merry and play dice.
Because indeed.
Why else would I bother? I'm Rabbi Goliard Dave.
And I am Goliard Friar Cook.
And this has been...
What the Frock?